You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, our daily podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. Today, we're talking about this. This is a very big topic. It's the distinction between certainty and confidence. That's right, the distinction between certainty and confidence. And today's episode was inspired by one of my dear soul sisters. Thanks again, dear Michelle, for asking the question. And basically what Michelle did was she had listened to, I believe it was episode 98, the one that said Not So Chic in NYC. And in that episode, I talked about redefining chic. And the redefinition of chic includes certainty and confidence. If you haven't yet listened to that episode, I would encourage you to go listen to it. But basically what I talked about is I talked about this new cape coat that I had purchased. Black, chic-looking cape coat. I put that thing on and I started walking through the city like I was all that, right? Well, as I'm going through the intersection, trying to look all, not even trying, I was rocking it, right? Well, all of a sudden, the cape coat kind of slipped off my shoulder. All the material kind of got tangled around and wrapped around my legs, and I almost tripped. It was like definitely a not-so-chic moment. But it made me kind of chuckle, and it also made me realize that, you know what? Chic isn't about something we wear. And guess what? Neither is confidence, neither is certainty. When we look at certainty and we look at confidence, it's not about an outside-in game. It's all about the inside and how you are feeling and how you are being and how you are knowing from the inside out. First of all, think about this. Certainty is a sense of knowing that comes from the heart, my dear. I do not believe that certainty comes from our head. Yes, we have head knowledge and we can say, oh yeah, I know that to be true. I know that to be certain. But I'm talking about a deep, intuitive, innate sense of certainty is a knowing that comes from the heart. When we are being led by our heart and we know that we know that we know and we clearly know the truth about who we are, we know the truth about the desires of our heart, that is where certainty comes from. It's that sense of knowing. I like to think of it as like the sixth sense. Truly, the sixth sense. It's that sense of knowing that you know that you know, and nobody can talk you out of it. And that's the big thing. When certainty is asked questions, it rises up with a deeper level of truth. Think about that. When certainty is asked questions, it rises up with a deeper level of truth. However, when uncertainty is asked questions, it shrinks to levels of insecurity and doubt. So, this is what you can know about certainty. Certainty can only grow. Uncertainty shrinks. It shrinks, and as you shrink, the uncertainty grows. Does that make sense? When you ask somebody who's certain questions, it gives them the opportunity to go into a deeper understanding of their certainty. But if you ask somebody who is uncertain deeper questions, they begin to explain. They often start to make excuses. And you can catch yourself when you're doing this. If you're explaining or excusing or apologizing, that is not a place of certainty. You know that you know that you know from your heart. That is certainty. And if you are uncertain, one way to become certain when you feel uncertain is to simply admit it with certainty. Like, you don't have to know. If you don't know, just say, I don't know. I do not know. I'm not certain about that. Even in your time of uncertainty, you can stand in certainty that you are certain that you don't know. But once you're clear about it, that you're uncertain, then your certain uncertainty can become certainty with truth. Does that make sense? I'm going to say that again. Your certain uncertainty can become certainty with truth. Now think about that. Your certainty. So certainty isn't about knowing everything. Certainty is being honest about what you do know. and knowing what you know from a deep place within your own heart and soul. Now think about this. Confidence, on the other hand, it involves certainty, but confidence is trusting what you know. So much so that you're able to act on it. And when you act on it, that is you acting in confidence. So certainty is knowing, yes, and confidence is trusting. But let's go back. Certainty is knowing what? And confidence is trusting what? Both certainty and confidence have everything to do with the truth. That's right, my dear. Certainty and confidence have everything to do with the truth. If you know the truth, it'll set you free. If you trust the truth, you will then act in freedom. You will act freely and with power. But if we don't have something to trust in, we will not be confident. If we do not have something to know, we will not be certain. And what is the greatest thing to be certain and to be confident about? It's the truth, my dear. And that is where the adventure begins. And most people are so afraid to actually uncover and discover truth and to actually look at it for what it is. That's why we miss the opportunity to be certain and to be confident, because we're so busy trying to pretend that we know, or we're so busy trying to act like we are all that when we're really not. It's about a belief system. Do you believe the truth? And if you believe the truth and you are living in that, you will not only be certain, but you will also be confident. And what is the greatest truth about you? The greatest truth about you is that you were created in the image of love. Did you know that? You are created in the image of love. So if you've been created in the image of love, then it's all about what do you love, my dear? What do you love? What's loving about you? What's lovable about you? Who do you love? What do you love? Do you love yourself? And when you begin to really tap into that deeper definition of love and knowing and trusting and being certain and confident about it, let me tell you, you will be unstoppable. That's right. You will be unstoppable. And that, my dear, is the distinction, the distinct subtle difference between certainty and confidence. So where do we start? Where do you start, my dear? It starts with loving yourself. And in order to do that, you must know yourself. And in order to know yourself, you must spend time with yourself. So what do you think? Is this something that you desire? Do you desire to know with such certainty? Do you desire to trust with such incredible confidence? Do you desire to know the truth about you and to love and live your life with confidence and certainty? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down the truth that you're absolutely certain about, and write down the truth about what you're absolutely confident about. Write these things down. Commit to your certainty and commit to your confidence today by committing to truth and loving the truth about you. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what you got from today's episode and really from this whole process of learning by sipping on your life. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and leave a comment. Let me know how you're doing, and I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.